Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have to get to the bottom of the Cavs, at least as of right now, bottom. And to go ahead and do so, we welcome on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline of The Athletic. We'll see if I can get to him here without stuttering all the way through it. It's Joe Varden. Joe, save the show.
I'm here. Let's go.
Let's do this. So I guess we'll start at the beginning. That seems like it makes sense. Why have the Cavs gone from up 2-0 to this series being tied at twos?
Well, technically speaking, they cannot shoot. They are being shoved around both ends. They have no adjustments to make, really. They haven't made one, really. You know, they did something for a half that was pretty good on Saturday, but got pushed right off of it. So those are the technical things. You know, if you want to look deeper, think about more about what's going on, we are all, you know, we've seen 9 playoff games from this team over 2 years. They're 3-6, and almost at no point, you know, when things get tough, do they respond. And so, you know, there's all this, like, hand-wringing over JB, the coach, and, you know, this and that. But at some point, the players have to do it. You know, like Darius and Evan, that they have to perform in the playoffs. They have to. And as I wrote, you know, Saturday into Sunday about Donovan, like, he's a major player, one of the best players in the NBA. But he has not been that in 9 games in the postseason here in Cleveland. He must be better. And then, you know, Max Strus and George Niang, like, they were brought here because they've been in a million playoff games. Max went to the finals last year. He was a starter for the finals team. Like, played real minutes for those guys on the Heat. He's got to do it. Like, you could say all you want about adjustment this, scheme that, fine. But, you know, this team won 51 games last year, 48 this year. So it's not that the players stink. There's some level where they have to come and put this together.
So in terms of this team, let's not, like, focus in on individuals. I mean, you can, actually, if you want to. But if they lose this series, is this thing, like, everything getting broken up? Is that too early, too premature to have that conversation?
Well, I think we need to say, first and foremost, that is Dan Gilbert's decision. And I know I'm not talking to Dan. And I know virtually no other people who have my job are. That's ultimately his call. And then he would decide if the front office stays. And then from there, you know, the front office has all kinds of decisions to make. I think it is fair to say, and it's obvious, that JB is on the line. And you know, no chance of hanging on if they don't win this series. But then, yeah, like there are player decisions that have to come, because, you know, whoever's in charge, you know, like assume for the sake of argument that the front office remains the same. They have to decide why this team didn't work when it mattered most, because that would have been the verdict. with two first round exits. So was it purely coaching? I don't think that's entirely fair. Is it the, you know, having Jarrett and Allen or Jarrett and Mobley paired together in this era where one of the bigs has to shoot? And so does that need to be changed? The Donovan Darius pairing, you know, is Darius simply like he can't play that second fiddle role, but then give enough that for what he's asked to do, like in the fourth quarter, like because he's deferring so much, like is Donovan worth the $50 million a year? Like, could they get a big haul for him? Like, those are the questions that they have to ask, that must be asked if this collapse, is what I'm calling it, continues.
Joe, let's go all the way back to the dewy slopes of last summer. The Cavs got embarrassed by the Knicks, and they said, we got to run it back. We got to see what this team does together as currently constructed one more time. So JB's keeping his job. We're not breaking up the guards. We're not choosing between the bigs. We're going to sign Strus, Niang, Merrill, and that's going to be kind of the way we handle this. They also declined to make a move at the deadline. There was a moment where it looked like JB could be in play in December. If we go all the way back to last year and fast forward through those next 12 months, is could this have been avoided with any move other than what they made, which was, I think, the safer route?
Well, yes. I mean, you asked me, could it have been? And the answer is yes. Like, Bam was a coaching decision. And, you know, and to be certainly fair to JB, which I really want to do, think about Milwaukee now. You know, they did make the move. They fired a championship coach because they lost in the first round last year, and they are about to go out again two coaches later. You know, so I am not suggesting that moving on from JB would have been the correct decision. But this was something they were considering. You know, it was a question after what happened in last April, and then, you know, there was just this uneasiness, and there was like sort of a disconnect in the fall, in the early part of the season, you know, between JB and some of the players and just like some questioning and some not on the same page. You know, and kind of a what is going on here? Like, is he going to make it? Like, that was really strong, you know. And then, like, to your point, in December, Darius and Evan go out, and you think, okay, that's the end of this team. And you didn't even know how that would impact JB, because then it's like, well, you kept him this long. Are you going to fire him with two of the best players out? And the last thing anybody saw coming is what happened. The team turned into the best team in the NBA for 2 months. It was crazy. You know, like, so JB's hot, riding high. He's got these guys bombing threes and playing defense, and they're beating all these teams. And then slowly, as the stars came back, and then we got to the All-Star break, and the Cavs are still, you know, second place in the East and looking good. And then it just slowly started to falter again. Now we're back in that spot where what's going on with Donovan? What's going on with JB? You've got players questioning the strategy after these games, you know, questioning what happened on the last day of the regular season. Like, this is stuff that we were kind of feeling in October, November, and now it's back at the worst time. So could that have been avoided? Sure. But, you know, we have to also look at Milwaukee to say that firing coaches isn't always the elixir.
Joe, do you think this series is officially over at this point? I mean, it's 2-2, so obviously anything can happen, and the Cavs have a Game 5 here tomorrow night at home. But I don't know, man. I'm a diehard Cavs fan. I was thrilled when they were up 2-0. I thought the series was over then. But the way the Cavs have performed over the last couple of games, it's hard to think that they're going to win this series.
Yeah.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And, you know, the piece that I wrote after game four saying if this collapse is completed, like they have to ask themselves if they need to trade Donovan, not because he won't re-sign, but because having him on the team didn't work. But in that story, I said, I'm trying not to be a prisoner of the 61-point deficit they posted over these last two games. I'm trying not to because it is a 2-2 series. The Cavs are at home in games 5 and 7. They do not have to win on the road. And for as well as the Magic played at Kia Center in games 3 and 4, they weren't great up here. So it's like, is this series over? No. But, you know, I was talking to Keith off air, like I've been covering the playoffs, whether it's in Cleveland or nationally, for 10 consecutive years. So there's almost nothing that I haven't seen. And I have seen teams go up 2-0 and then lose the next two. You have a 2-2 series. Now it's best of three. What I am not used to is the series that starts out like, kind of like the rock throwing contest that we saw games 1 and 2, you know, Cavs win comfortably but ugly and then get embarrassed like they did in 3 and 4. If you even go back to that one Raptors series where the Cavs destroyed Toronto here twice and then went up to Toronto and almost inexplicably lost those next two games. Like it was a 2-2 series, but all you had to do is rub the mist out of your eyes to see that the Cavs were going to be all right. This, you know, games 1 and 2, like you felt okay because the Cavs seemed to be playing decent defense. But what you saw in games 3 and 4, like you're wondering, yeah, like what changes? Like you can't imagine Orlando regressing from where it was on Saturday all the way back to the game 1 Magic that we saw. So is the series over? No. But the Cavs have to change something. They have to change something. They have to either shoot better as a team. They have to get more from Max and George. Donovan needs to be a superstar. Or Darius needs to be, you know, a 20-plus point per game scorer. Like, one of those things has to change for the Cavs to get back in the series.
Joe Varden on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, a lot of this just doesn't add up to me. You know, like there were points last year where Darius and Donovan, it's never been a flawless thing between the two of them, but you could see chemistry developing. This year, it looks like that chemistry is non-existent. And there are times where I wonder if, and it's not just about the two guards, but it's about the starters, the best players, where I wonder if they feel comfortable playing together or even like playing together. So I'll ask you, is the culprit here more likely to be this is JB versus a team not responding to him? Or could this also be relationships between those players not having progressed the way they need to?
Yeah, I think there is something to all of that. You know, there's like these weird, there are these weird things that have gone on. Like the two best games that Donovan Mitchell has had as a Cavalier both happened to occur when Darius wasn't on the floor. They went on that 2 month run when Darius and Evan were mostly out. But then at the same time, Darius was a legit all-star leading the team in points and assists before Donovan got here. And then read the quotes to my story in my story today from Darius talking to me, Donovan's really been holding it down. When he gets tired, I try to turn up my aggressiveness. When he's not in the game and we need scoring, that's when I look to play. I can do it, but the past couple years, especially at this time of the playoffs, and then he said he's talking about like a good shot versus a great shot, but what he's saying is the last couple years I have deferred. So I think he wants that to be known, that like he has changed his game to try to accommodate Donovan. It is on the brink. This is all on the brink, because say what you will about a long runway, like the amount of money that this team is going to cost, you can't go out in the first round twice as a four seed, to say nothing of the second half falters that they've had the last couple years, which has happened a bunch too. You just can't do that with this kind of money on the line. So, if they want to stick together, they got to come out and play on tomorrow night.
So let's play this to, no matter whether it's based on the outcome of this series or the next series, let's go to the thing that I think a lot of people don't want to see, which is Donovan gets traded again. Is if you don't make it past the first round two straight years with Donovan, and you gave up every asset imaginable to get Donovan, even regardless of what you get for Donovan in another trade, would the Donovan trade be deemed a failure because of the lack of playoff success?
So I think by the public at large, the answer is yes. What's crazy is, for like as critical as I have been over the last few days about some of this stuff, I will always insist that the trade was worth it. I love it when teams take swings, shoot your shot. Rebuilding is boring. This team not very long ago was the worst team in the NBA over a 3-year stretch. And to watch what we've seen over the last, just on given nights in the regular season, like that's been a lot more fun. So I appreciate them for doing that. And then also, if you trade Donovan, you're going to get back a decent haul. These are hypotheticals, but like trade him to Miami and you get Tyler Hero, who, he's got a lot of injuries, but when he's healthy, he's a dynamic scorer. And you also get Jaime Jaquez, who is awesome and a rookie and tough. I love that. Or, maybe the Lakers send over Reeves and Hachimura, which is something they don't have right now. And then maybe you get a really good pick there too. I don't know what the final trades look like, but you will get something decent. And then the third thing is I was never enamored with Lauri Markkanen. I think Colin needed a change of scenery. And yes, I get it, like the picks, but I don't know where those picks would have been, because guess what? The Cavs were already like playing-ish, bottom half of the Eastern Conference, like playoff bracket type team. Like they probably weren't a lottery team. So the draft picks like that we're, losing our minds over, like this is not the NFL, folks. Like this is like you're drafting – when you're drafting that far back in the draft, like these might not be guys that make a big difference. So I disagree with the general public sense that this trade, the Donovan trade, was about to be a failure. I think it was worth it no matter what. And then I just think either he's going to sign that extension and they make some changes around him, or the Cavs proactively move him to get a really nice haul in return. I think those are the two options.
Joe, great stuff, buddy. I've got a couple trades on the trade machine I'd like to vet by you. You'll get those in your DM shortly. But we appreciate your time, man. Enjoy the rest of the series.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, too. Talk to you later.
Joe Varden there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.